Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.
Dear Father God, Lord in heaven, Father God, I pray against, Lord, the spirit of addiction in this room right now, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray against the enemy, Father God, and the spirit of greed, Father God. I pray against the spirit of drug abuse, Lord. I pray, Father God, that it's broken in the name of Jesus. I pray that our souls are healed tonight, Father God. That love and joy and peace is restored, Lord. I pray, Father God, for more people coming to the ministry, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, that relationships are restored tonight, Father God. Lord, those that are experiencing financial difficulties, Father God, are healed in the name of Jesus. Those that are experiencing relationship difficulties, Father God, are healed in the name of Jesus. Those with medical issues, Father God, are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody said something to somebody. Repercussions are coming. Maybe you're in the middle of a trial. Maybe you're scared and you're frightened. The rain's coming down. I say to you tonight to stand with Jesus. Put all your worries, all of your concerns, everything you're worried about, everything you've been rolling around in your head all day, all the fear, just lay it at the foot of the cross right now. Just say, Jesus, all of these problems are just too big enough, Father God. I can't handle them anymore, Lord. I'm at the end of my rope, Father God. Please help me, Jesus. Whatever you're worried about, whatever you're concerned about, just let it go. Get in the habit of showing Jesus that you cannot worry. Because that's like, that's showing him that, you know what, Father God, these problems are too big for me. I'm just going to lay them at the foot of your cross. I'm just going to take them off of me, Father God. I'm going to have faith in you, Lord. Dear Father God, dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, that those that are in attendance tonight, Father God, that they feel, Lord, the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they come to know you, Father God. I pray that those that are here tonight that are in doubt, Father God, that don't understand your unfailing love, Father God, will begin to feel your presence, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much, Father God. Lord, I pray that those tonight that are living in struggle, Father God, with drugs or alcohol, Father God, are freed in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that those that are living in fear tonight, Father God, of the unknown, maybe it's money issues, maybe it's being evicted, maybe it's legal matters, or maybe it's just things that you're worried about. I pray, Father God, that they just lay it at the foot of the cross, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they quit worrying, Father God, about things that they don't need to be worrying about, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they come to know you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they begin to love you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they just change, Father God, for the better, Lord. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they come to know you, Lord. That they learn to love you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. It is so hard. It is so hard to walk. It's so hard to be loyal. It's so hard to walk in faith. I know that oftentimes people come up to me and they ask me, Phil, like, how can you continue to have faith when all of these bad things are happening around you? How can you continue to be loyal to God? I used to worry about it. I used to be consumed by the thoughts all the time of faithfulness, loyalty. Because as you're walking through the shadow, as the rain is beating down on you, and it feels like the walls are squeezing in on you, as it becomes more and more trying to live a Christian lifestyle, when you find yourself being alienated from your friends, when you find your friends not wanting to hang out with you anymore, when you begin to take real bold leaps of loyalty toward Jesus by not hanging around with bad friends, by not going out and drinking, by not going out and getting stoned, by not going out and picking up women, by not going out and doing all of these lustful things that you did before you knew Jesus, when you begin to take steps of loyalty toward him, it becomes faith. In ancient times, loyalty and faith had the same meaning and referred to someone's loyalty to a person, a trustworthiness to a promise they had made. And that is what loyalty is mainly about. And tonight I want to talk about loyalty, because how beautiful is the friend that remains loyal to you. I look back on my life from the Arctic Circle to Seattle, and I could count, unfortunately, only on one hand, the friends that remained loyal to me, that didn't betray me, that didn't sell me out, that didn't use me somehow, that stuck with me. People, when they gave you their word, it became their bond. In the dictionary, loyal means unwavering allegiance, faithful allegiance to one's sovereign or government, faithful to a private person to whom fidelity is due. Faith and loyalty are so hard. However, we cannot base our self-image. We cannot allow that to reflect on the way that we love these people. I used to shun them and pull them out of my life. And when I'd see them in public after even 10, 15 years, I'd look the other way. I didn't even want to relate to people. But now I find myself wanting to forgive them, wanting to love them. Our outlook in life and reaction to people needs to be rooted in God, not on how these people respond to us. We are never responsible for how people treat us. We are only responsible for the way we treat them back. And the way we treat them is a reflection of Christ's love in us. And that's what the word Christian means, Christ-like. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, it says, loyalty is unwavering in good times and bad. Loyalty is what you do, not what you say. In Psalms chapter 78, verse 8, it says, loyalty is in your heart. It is willing and not reluctant. Even in Exodus, chapter 17, 8, loyalty can be demanding.
Oh, so all those chapters and...
All of those scriptures have to do with loyalty. 2 Chronicles, chapter 11, loyalty may involve sacrifice. Psalms 84, loyalty to the Lord will be rewarded. Disloyalty will be punished. I will bring you plummeting down, said the Lord. We can never forget what Christ did for us. So our treatment of a person needs to be rooted in Christ, not in what they can do for us or how they respond to us. Yes, we need to be discerning and not overly taken advantage of, but real friendship is not based on who can do what, but in mutual love and respect that is freely given and freely received. We need to realize that in order to keep relationships functional, we have to be dedicated, trustworthy, dependable, and loyal.
Amen.
That means we don't gossip. We don't always put each other down. We don't undermine each other. We don't play games with each other. Rather, we model Christ and what He did for us. When we stick with our friends, we keep our friends. Long-term relationships are so rare because everyone's trying to get ahead. No one wants to be loyal. Loyalty is unwavering. Loyalty is so powerful. To be loyal to Jesus, to be loyal to God, is so powerful. I want us to learn to be loyal. I want us to learn what it's like to actually believe in something. We tend to follow the same cycle, remaining loyal to God as long as we are near those who are devoted to Him. But when we are on our own, the pressure to be drawn away from God increases. Try to be faithful to God despite the difficult situations you encounter. Recognize the importance of maintaining contact with each other, with other believers. It's very, very important. Loyalty is so hard. I know it is. Believe me, I have tried to be loyal to Jesus so many times.
And backslid.
Always.
Yeah, me too.
Always. It is so hard. It is not easy. It's very, very hard to be loyal. That is why I'm preaching this tonight, because loyalty is amazing. Paul was loyal. James was loyal. It's hard to be loyal.
Amen.
Any loyalty that replaces God at the center of our life, anytime we replace Jesus, it's not being loyal. It is so hard to be loyal. John says it all. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. 1 Corinthians 10, so my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. Idol worship was a major expression of religion in Corinth. If there was a Las Vegas, it was Corinth. There was a whorehouse on every single corner.
So that's considered an idol
worship. Upstairs, downstairs, and in the basement. In the basement, there were small little rooms about the size of a closet with a bed made out of cement.
They don't call Sin City for nothing.
Corinth. Statues aren't evil, but people gave them credit for what only God could do, such as provide wealth or children or money or crops. Or even today, idolatry is a serious problem. Putting our trust in anything but God is idolatry. Our modern idols are those symbols of power, pleasure, prestige. When we understand contemporary parallels to idolatry, Paul's words burn my soul. Flee from the worship of idols. Loyalty. Turn to God, serve God, and look forward to the return of His Son, Christ. We should turn from sin to God because Christ is coming to judge the earth. We should be fervent in our service because we have little time before Christ returns.
Amen.
We should be prepared for Christ to return because we don't know when He will come back.
Of course, it's going to be shown.
I wasted my entire life following idols, trying to serve my own flesh. I am so thankful that that I decided to follow Christ. I am so thankful that I decided to start this ministry. I am so thankful that I'm learning how to be loyal. I am so thankful that I am learning how to have faith. I am so thankful. Faith and loyalty. Don't be divided between God and the world, because you'll be unstable in everything that you do. But come close to God, and God will come close to you. If you feel like you're sinning, wash your hands. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. When you ask God for help, He will give you wisdom if you ask Him. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. We must believe not only in the existence of God, but also in His loving care. This includes relying on Him and expecting that He will hear and answer when we pray. I know it's hard to pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I know it's so hard to pray. I'm going through a horrible trial right now. I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I spend time with God. I am in such gut-wrenching agony that I can't even keep my mind on my problems to pray about them. Sometimes it's so bad I just speak in tongues and ask the Holy Spirit to intervene on my behalf because I am so tired. A person with divided loyalty is not completely convinced that God's way is the best way. And I find myself running into this wall all the time. Deep inside of my soul, I still retain the option to disobey Him. If your faith is new, weak, or struggling, remember that you can trust God. If you have ever seen the constant rolling of huge waves of the sea, you know how restless they are. They depend on the wind and the gravity and the moon and the tide. Divided loyalty leaves a person just as unsettled as the restless waves. If you want to stop being tossed about, rely on God to show you what is best for you. Ask Him for wisdom and trust that He will give it to you. Then your decisions will be solid as a rock. James, verse 5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. For He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. Jesus tells us to persist in pursuing God. People often give up after a few half-hearted attempts. And they think in their mind, you know what, I'll never be able to find God. I don't know what these people are doing standing up worshiping Him. I have no clue what's going on. But knowing God takes faith, focus, and follow through. And I am telling you, Jesus Christ is real. He is real today. He will be real tomorrow. And He will be real for the rest of history. Jesus Christ is real. Don't give up in your efforts to seek Him. Continue to ask Him for knowledge and power and wisdom and love and understanding.
And mercy.
Because God's wisdom is hidden from the rebellious and the foolish, it takes effort to find it. It's strenuous. It's like painting a large house alone, rolling the paint on and having it bleed through. But in your mind, you have the faith that this home is going to look beautiful when you're done. When we are on the path, we discover the true wisdom is God's, and that He will guide us and reward us our sincere and persistent search. God gives wisdom and victory to the godly, but not to those drifting through life or acting irresponsibly with his gifts. But wisdom comes from a constant process of growing. And when we do make mistakes, and when we do backslide, we must learn from the errors and recover. When I was first coming to Christ, I used to show up to worship practice completely drunk. That is how bad I used to be. But I made mistakes and I learned from my errors. I began to repent. And that led to not going out on Thursday nights. And then that led to not going out on Friday nights. And then that led to not going out on Saturday nights. And then that led to going to church on Saturday nights. And then that led to going to church on Friday nights. And pretty soon I was in church Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My friends changed. My attitude changed. My health changed. I quit drinking. I quit smoking weed.
Smoking cigarette.
I quit smoking cigarettes eventually.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen?
Stepping stone, huh?
Cry out for insight and ask, I wish that I can go back to that kid with long hair driving a 1968 Jeep convertible down the dusty roads of Alaska. I wish I could talk to him. I wish I could speak to him. I wish I could tell him, don't do that or don't do this. But it took me 40 years to realize that Jesus is the truth and the way and the light. In the name of Jesus, I am so thankful I found him. Now I want to share his word with you. I want to show each and every one of you that Jesus loves you, that Jesus cares about you, that Jesus wants to pull you out of your situation. If he could take a sinner like me and give me a beautiful home and a beautiful wife and a beautiful family and a beautiful life, he can do so many things for you. So many amazing things for you.
Amen.
I want all of you to experience Jesus' love. Amen. Father God, dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much. Father God, I just pray for everyone in this room right now, Lord. I pray, Father God, that the Spirit of the Lord, that you send it to every wounded soul in this room, Father God. Father God, give us wisdom, Lord. Teach us how to be loyal, Father God. Father God, we pledge our loyalty to you, Lord. Please forgive us, Jesus. We pledge our loyalty to you, Jesus. Pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Pray for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Anger against people, gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you. another chance, Lord, to prove our love.